Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. As you know, I've been on a bit of a health journey the last couple of years. So for me, taking additional steps to improve my health, especially when there's a virus going around that everybody's afraid of catching, to me, it wasn't a hard decision for me to say, okay, well, I can either freak out because I can't go places like I used to, not traveling, whatever, or I can do the things that I know are going to keep me healthy. And so without really thinking much about it, I doubled down, really, right? So, kept eating the right way. I exercised more, probably too much, in fact, which is something else that a lesson I learned in 2020 was that, yeah, you can't overdo it for sure. But something I definitely didn't overdo was the fact that I'm eating a healthy diet. So, making sure I got enough sleep, making sure I got sunshine, even upping my vitamin D a bit. Now, I also listen to a number of doctors that probably aren't mainstream or have been derided by the mainstream because of their dietary views or whatever. But I think this clip from Adam Curry pretty much says my thoughts on where it's like, okay, well, why if we're doing all this masking and social distancing to try and limit the spread of the virus, maybe we should do some stuff to ourselves to make us more resilient so that if we do get this virus, then maybe it won't impact us so much.
On this double masking bull, triple masking bull crap, I cannot find a single instance of a health professional that people are supposed to trust, any official anywhere worldwide who has said, in addition, I'm fine with that. In addition to strapping pieces of cloth on your face and tying it up with masking tape like an idiot, here are some other things you can do to strengthen your immunity. Never, never, ever, ever have they done it. Not once tell you to exercise, eat the right kinds of foods, vitamin D3. None of that. Never, ever, ever. They want you to be a sick, infested human that they pump full with their money-making crap.
One of the things I did learn from listening to Rush Limbaugh that I've always kept in mind is follow the money. I'm sure he wasn't the first person to say it by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's applicable here, right? There's a lot of money to be made on vaccines. There's a lot of money to be made on, sickness, right? The drugs and all of the drugs that are out there. There's a lot of money to be made on the food system as it currently exists today. Unfortunately, when people are healthy and they're eating the right amount of food, they're eating the right food, right? They're doing all of the right things. There's really not a lot of money in that. I mean, there's money, don't get me wrong, but it's certainly at a certain, you're not going to need drug after drug after drug to stay well or to stay well enough anyway. Whereas if people are healthy, then they don't need the drugs. And that's been my experience, right? I start eating real food, don't eat the sugars, the grains, the seed oils, and all of a sudden my health gets better. And yes, I feel like exercising, and I've been running for 2 years because I've got myself in a healthier place. And it's amazing what your body is able to do if you give it the chance, right? If you keep not feeding it poison and not just poison food, which there's a lot, but also poison information, right? There's a lot of it's your. I also took a break from social media. I mean, I don't have it on my phone. I mean, it's not to say that I don't look at social media. I just don't do it very much, and I only do it from the computer, right? So that naturally limits my intake of information because, it's a toxic environment out there, and the way you keep yourself healthy is to remove toxins from your environment. And yes, I did pull that clip from No Agenda episode 1320, but I also listen to other podcasts as well. And this topic of, essentially the food crisis is kind of what this is, right? One of the doctors I listen to is Dr. Mark Hyman, and I don't agree with everything he has to say, but there's a lot I do agree with. And he had an author on, Mark Bittman, who made an excellent point about, the fact that we're treating one thing is a crisis and we're treating another thing, as not. And if you look at the numbers, it's clear which one really is the crisis.
Greta Thunberg says that we really only deal with crises and emergencies, and we don't really consider the climate crisis a crisis, and we don't really consider the food crisis a crisis. We do consider COVID a crisis, and yet, as you know, so let's say 300,000 Americans died from complications of COVID in 2020. Put aside the fact that some large percentage of those people died because they had complications that were the result of their diet that was already a food problem.
Yes.
But put that aside for the moment and consider that 1.5 to 2 million people every year in the United States die of diet-related chronic disease. So why is COVID a crisis, which is going to be in the next year or two solved or more or less solved by a vaccine, when diet, which we're making no attempts to address, almost no attempts to address, kills five times as many people per year and is largely ignored?
And that's something that's always struck me as, I don't know, a disconnect between how we're dealing with the COVID and how we're dealing with all of the other things that could potentially kill us. Because ultimately, right, it doesn't matter how you die. It only matters whether you die. And if that's your goal, is to prevent death, then shouldn't you also be looking at all causes why that might happen versus focusing on one? And so when we look at how we're reacting to COVID versus how we're reacting to the obesity crisis, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, all these other things that kill more people than COVID-19, right? And just looking at the numbers. I mean, you look the Washington state numbers, much less the US numbers or the global numbers, right? That there are things that are killing more people. And if our goal is to prevent death, then we owe it to ourselves to figure out, okay, so we kind of take the engineering approach, the Pareto principle. We say, okay, what is the biggest cause of death? What can we do to solve that? Okay, that kills less people to do that. So, we start reducing the number of people dying by that. That's great. Okay, now we focus on the next thing, right? So you go to the thing that is the biggest bang for the buck. And if you look at COVID, right, it's not as many, it's definitely lower on the totem pole than a lot of the other things that I mentioned. And I'm not to discount that COVID's a big deal, right? I'm not saying it isn't a big deal. What I'm saying is that there are bigger deals that we're simply ignoring. And that's a problem, right? But I ask myself the question, well, why is that, right? So if there's these things that are killing more people, and there are things and they're bigger dangers. In fact, we have years and years and years of data to prove that it's killing that many more people. What can we do? Shouldn't we be addressing those things? And one thing that COVID-19 has proved to me is that we've been willing to take some hard steps, right? All this masking and social distancing and closing off our lives for, now a year, it seems like, when we were going to say 2 weeks to flatten the curve originally, it seems like that, we're willing to do what it takes when we're faced with what we're told is a nasty situation. So why aren't we willing to take similar steps for things that objectively kill more people? I don't know the answer to that, but I am reminded of something that I learned from Rush Limbaugh back in the day, and I'm sure he's not the first person to have said it, so I'm not claiming he came up with the idea, but follow the money. And when I follow the money around COVID, there's a lot of money to be made, and it's hard to argue with. And whereas I'm not sure there is a lot of money to be made in making humans healthy by them eating healthy food that might be better for the planet by all stretches of the imagination, by needing less drugs and all of that other stuff, and maybe other things that we could be doing to improve our health. And even if this, even if we do get this virus, right, wouldn't it be better if we were healthier people, right? Because where a lot of the deaths are occurring are people that have other issues. And it, maybe it would kill less people if it if we were healthier people. So why wouldn't we focus on our own health? This is what I've done personally, but that's just the way I've approached it.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.